Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be God's kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we pray.
With you
and also with you.
Let us pray. Lord, we pray that your grace may always precede and follow us, that we may continually be given to good works through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. Seek the Lord and live, or he will break out against the house of Joseph like fire, and it will devour Bethel with no one to quench it. Ah, you that turn justice to wormwood and bring righteousness to the ground. They hate the one who reproves in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and take from their levies of grain, you have built houses of hewn stone, but you still not live in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink their wine. For I know how many are your transgressions and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe and push aside the needy in the gate. Therefore, the prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, just as you have said. Hate evil and love good, and establish justice in the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today, the reading is Psalms 90, verses 12 through 17. Let us read jointly. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long will you tarry? Be gracious to your servants. Satisfy us by your loving kindness in the morning. So shall we rejoice and be glad all the days of our life. Make us glad by the measure of the days that you afflicted us and the years in which we suffered adversity. Show your servants your works and your splendor to their children. May the graciousness of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper the work of our hands, prosper our handiwork. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who is in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not defraud, honor your father and mother. He said to him, Teacher, I've kept all these since my youth. Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, How hard will it be for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God? And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. They were greatly astounded and said to one another, Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God all things are possible. Peter began to say to him, Look, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive 100-fold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children, fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many are first who will be last, and the last will be first. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Might have seen me darting around, not singing that last hymn. It's the last verse of the hymn. I was trying to check out the gospel. It just sounded wrong, like I had copied the gospel wrong. I'm looking it up right now. That line about feel. No, that's what it says. And fields with persecutions. Why didn't I do a little bit of research on that? Because it just sounds so wrong to my ears. But then so much of that gospel hits me wrong, because I think we know that our Lord is making a point with stuff that doesn't seem to square with human life as we know it. That there are folks who give up plenty and don't seem to see much return. It says, in this age and the life to come. So our Lord has a different vision of those things than we can see. That's about the best I can do with that right now. None of which has to do with the sermon right here in front of me. I'm reading a wonderful, troubling, enlightening, depressing book right now. Cast, The Origins of Our Discontents. I started reading it 6 weeks ago and had to set it aside for a month before returning to it. It's slow going and challenging. one gloss on it is that in the book, Isabel Wilkerson, the author, looks at casteism, C-A-S-T-E, in the United States, in India, and Nazi Germany. And it's a very, as I've said, challenging view of all of that. And also, I would say, unrelentingly honest. But anyway, the book has been very much on my mind. I still haven't finished it. And so today's readings seem to me to be teeming with those same themes. Amos tells the people of Israel, specifically the wealthy ones, that they will be called to account for turning justice to wormwood, afflicting the righteous, taking bribes, and pushing aside the needy and the gate. In the gospel reading, Jesus tells the rich young man, "You've done a great job in the temple and following all these complicated laws. Now the only thing left for you to do is to make all that religious stuff real, liquidate your assets, and give them to the poor." You know, that wasn't some blanket moral prescription that Jesus doled out to everyone, though it was the sort of thing he did say frequently, but it wasn't a one-size-fits-all. It was tailor-made for this man who really loves all his many possessions. On Monday, the feast of St. Francis, we blessed our pets. Francis's father evidently was like Jesus' questioner, a wealthy merchant who dealt in fine cloth. Well, Francis eschewed his father's wealth and devoted himself to a life of simplicity and generosity, beginning with, as at least one account has it, stripping off all of the fine clothes made from the cloth that his father dealt in, and walked away from him naked in the middle of the town square, if you will. Francis is associated with the birds of the air and the beasts of the field because he purportedly preached to them, well, praised them for the way they innocently reflect the love of God, their creator, and ours. Francis embodied Jesus' instructions to the rich young man. He lived as the antithesis of those Amos condemned, the exploiters of the poor. Francis embraced the lowliest humans, the lepers, in his world, and showed respect even for the less than human parts of creation. He evidently overcame, and I thought about that as soon as I wrote down the word overcame, as if St. Francis overcame. It was more like he loosed his hold on the fears that plague us all. Fear of losing everything, of being alone, of failure in general. And that liberation helped Francis to live a life marked by gratitude and praise of God. It might be what today's collect has us praying for, that God's grace will envelop us, that precede and follow us, so that we might be given always to doing good, to applying the words of Holy Scripture and the teachings of our Lord into acts of love and kindness here and now. Whoever wrote what we now call the Prayer of St. Francis, we know it wasn't Francis. That's why our Book of Common Prayer includes it as a prayer attributed to him. Before reading that, however, I'll read something we believe he did write. Canticle of the Sun. It appears in a lot of different forms and a lot of different places, but maybe most notably for us in our hymnal, had I planned this sermon well enough in advance, we'd be singing that hymn today as we sang it about this time a year ago. It's rather long, so I've edited even the paraphrase by William Draper, hymn 400 in our hymnal. All creatures of our God and King, lift up your voices. Let us sing. Bright burning sun with golden beams, pale silver moon that gently gleams. Oh, praise him, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Great rushing winds and breezes soft. You clouds that ride the heavens aloft, fair rising morn of praise. Rejoice, stars nightly shining, find a voice. Swift flowing water, pure and clear, make music for your Lord to hear. Fire, so intense and fiercely bright, you give us both warmth and light. Dear Mother Earth, you day by day unfold your blessings on our way. All flowers and fruits that in you grow, let them his glory also show. All you with mercy in your heart, forgiving others, take your part. All you that pain and sorrow bear, praise God and cast on him your care. And even you, most gentle death, waiting to hush our final breath, oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia. You lead back home the child of God. For Christ our Lord that way has trod. Let all things their creator bless and worship in humbleness. Oh, praise him. Alleluia. Praise God the Father. Praise the Son and praise the Spirit, three in one. Oh, praise him. Oh, praise him. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus wanted the rich young man, wants us all, to know the joy that Francis knew, even though he suffered hardships and sufferings in his life. Jesus wanted his disciples to know the innocent wonder captured in the faces of the children who came to him. Francis clearly, as I said, did not write this prayer that appears on page 833 in our prayer book, yet he did clearly espouse the humility and joy and love borne by these words. He and his Lord, our Lord, commend them to us all. Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there's hatred, let us sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's discord, union. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. Where there's sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console. To be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church,
that we all may be one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you,
that your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons, especially Michael, our presiding bishop, Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, our bishops, and Michael, our priest,
that they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world,
that there may be justice and peace on the earth.
Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake,
that our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble,
that they may be delivered from their distress.
We pray especially for John, Nancy, Morgan, David, Judy, Bob, Gary, June, Sherry, Carolyn, Jill, Mary, Deb, Alan, James, Lynn, Christian, Patrick, Dale, Karen, Gail, Abigail, Robin, Virginia, Maureen, David, Kenyon, Sarah, Lindsay, Carol, Tyler, Sheila, Donna, Donald, Caitlin, Norman, Joe, Jim, Gilbert, Ann, Jenny, Alice, Ellie, Leah, Merrill, Charisse, RG, Roshunda, Marianne, Betty, Melissa, people in Afghanistan, Charles, Patty, Ryan, Glenda, Winifred, Shelley, Leslie, Doug, Butch, Cindy, Linda, Dan, Alan, Ed, DeGregor family, William, Joe, Greg, Mark, Bonnie and Ed, Diane, Craig, Carol, Calvin, women in the Hutto family, and the Hutto facility. And for those who serve in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Jonathan, Kevin, Chris, Gerard, Brian, Eric, and all in harm's way. Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let their perpetual light shine upon them.
We pray for the repose of the souls of Habakkuk Ramos, priest, Glenn Childers, Kay Weaver, all who have died from coronavirus, and for all who mourn their passing. We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May we also come to share in your heavenly kingdom.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
I invite you to unmute yourselves. I ask your prayers for Christopher and his father.
For James.
For Amber.
I ask your prayers for James and his family. I ask your prayers for all who are traveling this week. I ask your thanksgivings for Hayden Hudson, Shelby Ford, thank you, Elijah Montemayor, Ray Hawkins, Jane Schleidner, and Linda Dyke, and who celebrate their birthdays this week. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that they may be have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
And we praise God for Blessed Francis.
Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving spirit may so be moved every human heart, and especially the hearts of the people of this land, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatred cease, that our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We're truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please unmute yourselves. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Love you.
Peace, everybody.
Peace to everybody.
Peace to the Lord.
Thank you. Peace to God.
The wisdom of God, the love of God, and the grace of God strengthen you to be Christ's hands and heart in this world. In the name of the Holy Trinity. Amen.
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 Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.